2012, which is actually the traditional or actual Columbus Day. And some of you know exactly what kind of guy Columbus was, so perhaps we should not be having a special day for him at all. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, the Midwest metropolis of political corruption. Tomorrow is Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. For information about that, you can go to mbcn.org. Thanks for joining me today in RBN Studio B. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is currently conducting a pledge drive. If you wish to contribute, you may do so at the RBN website at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit Spingola.com to see the guest lineup for this program along with relevant links. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna at Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button at my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break at 877-488-5350. My guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. Again, that is ProfitableHarm.com. She writes for FactTruth.com, Weekly Blitz, and the American Chronicle, and other websites. And she recently did an article about the secret papers that were recently revealed that indicates that researchers looking into the link between chronic fatigue syndrome and vaccinations actually revealed that the allopathic industry gets all of the funding, and that's where it all goes. So anyway, do we have Christina yet?
Yes, I'm here now.
Oh, well, good. Thank you so much for being on the program today. I like your website, and I really like the name of your website, ProfitableHarm.com. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in writing about such things, such topics.
I'm basically just a mother, or at least I was just a mother. I adopted two special needs boys. One was age 3 and one was age 4. Both had multiple disabilities and problems. And I recognised that one of them had autism. I wasn't quite sure if they both had autism, but one was very definitely autistic. And I was certain of that. But it took me from the age of 3 to the age of 18 to finally be allowed to have the diagnosis of autism. Although several doctors said it looked as if he might have autism, some said he had autistic traits. Eventually, I came across a professional called Lisa Blakemore Brown, and she was a psychologist, a very good psychologist, and she said both of them were autistic, that one of them had full-blown autism and the other child had Asperger syndrome. And she said that she read all the reports and all the reports and everything, and she said that she felt that one of them was vaccine damaged. And she looked further into the reports, and she found the foster carer diaries from the foster carers actually stated that he'd been damaged by the vaccine, the
MMR. Oh, my.
And that he'd actually
Christina,
had problems.
Christina, I'm sorry. We do have to cut short here just for a three-minute break. We will be right back. Thank you so much. Be right back.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. I will be joining Maggie Roden today as her guest on her program from 4 to 6 Central Time on Orion Talk Radio. My guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. And Christina, you were talking about vaccine-damaged children, that you had adopted two special needs children, which I think that is so wonderful. I applaud you for doing that. I know how difficult it must be, and people are special who do that. So
thank you very much.
That's wonderful.
I did it as a single person, and I knew what I was doing because I'd always worked with special needs children. I had put onto the both when I applied for children, I did put I didn't want an autistic child. However, I don't regret it. And in fact, I've grown to love autism, and it's grown with me, and I really understand it now, whereas I didn't. I was at a complete loss. Especially with one of the children who had very peculiar behaviour. But the one that was vaccine damaged, it had it on, well, I hadn't really even noticed it. And at the time, I really believed in vaccines. I thought they were really good for you. I'd seen sort of things about the whooping cough vaccine in the newspaper and things. So I'd had sort of little alerts going up in my mind. But I really just took it for granted that doctors knew what they were doing and that they were it was the right thing to do to have the children vaccinated. And I was quite shocked. And then Lisa went into a lot more information. And the more she told me, the more I thought, nah, she can't be. It can't possibly be true what she's saying. So I thought, well, I'll check it up for myself. And I started to check, and the more I checked and the more I found out, the more horrified I became. And the children were growing up. In the meantime, I was having problem after problem. Then I got accused of Munchausen's by proxy, because I'd been pushing very, very hard to get extra education, to get help, to get medical problems seen to. The older one, the one that had been vaccine damaged, had terrible bowel problems, diarrhea, sickness. Every day, he was like a stick insect. He wasn't putting on any weight. He was rolling about in tears, with his stomach pains. And I really thought there was I still do. I really, felt that there was something very wrong. But nobody was taking any notice of me. And as soon as I mentioned that it possibly was vaccine damage and what Lisa had said, that was it. I was accused of Munchausen's by proxy, threatened to have my children taken away. However, Lisa had really knew a lot about Munchausen's by proxy, and she helped me right through. And I think, I really believe that if I hadn't have met Lisa Blakemore-Brown, I would never have had kept my children. She was a godsend. She's a wonderful, wonderful professional who has now got completely ruined because of what she believed and what she was saying and her speaking out. So she's been completely ruined now as well. And towards the end of the Munchausen's allegations and when I was being cleared, I was called into the head social worker's office, and he said to me, look, a lot of mistakes have been made in your case. He said, papers weren't read, and we're very sorry for everything that's happened, he said. And it was just a one-to-one interview, and I didn't think to take a tape recorder or anything. And he said, however, if you ever go to the press about this or ever speak to anybody, newspapers, television programs, he said, we'll be right back on your back. And he said, you better watch out. So I said, is that a threat? So he said, yes, it is a threat. He said, I'm sorry. He said, but if you go to the newspapers, he said, just take it as a warning from me. Well, there's nothing I could do because I hadn't got any evidence of him saying that. And so I thought about what he said. And I thought about it and thought about it. And I thought, well, he didn't say I wasn't to become the press. So I decided to pretend to be a journalist. And that's how I came into journalism.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, he didn't, did he? that's just the way I am and the way I think. And, nobody was going to speak to me like that. And so I am now exposing it. Most of my work really is around vaccine-damaged children and when their parents are falsely accused. And on a daily basis, more and more families are coming to me asking me for help. And that is really sad when you think that I'm a journalist and they're coming to me for help and I'm the last port of call because nobody will believe them.
Interesting. And there's so much... go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, Lisa Blakemore-Brown was the first one that alerted me to the fact that parents were being falsely accused as soon as they mentioned vaccine damage. And she was quite right, and I have absolutely now proven everything that she said to be true. And my next book that's coming out is going to be a real shocker. I'm doing it with Dr. Lucia Tomajenovic, and we're going to be exposing a lot of government papers and a lot of corruption, and it's going to be a really big book. So, and it will prove everything that Lisa ever said was true. And the main players that she said was in the background. Also, it was true what she said.
Now, you've already done a book with Dr. Harold Buttram called Shaken Baby Syndrome or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis.
Yes, that's right.
And when did that book come out?
That book came out March this year.
Okay, and people can get that through Amazon?
They can get it through Amazon, or equally they can get it through me. You've got my email address. They can get it through me. I've got copies at home.
Okay, and you're in the UK.
Yes.
And, okay, so people can order accordingly. And this book that you're working with, this other doctor, Dr. Lucci, Tom
Jenovic.
Uh-huh.
Yes. She's Canadian.
Okay. And, this is happening in every country.
Oh, absolutely. It is happening in every country. And she's doing it more on the autism and that side of it and the children, how many children are getting damaged. And it's basically papers and cover-ups that have been kept from us, kept from the public and in the background. The JCVI minutes and things like that. She's been speaking out quite a bit on that. And her side of the book is going to be covering that, whereas mine will be covering the same papers from minutes of meetings that have been locked up for years and years, but also the main players that have been, you know, accusing mums left, right and centre and have been in vaccine meetings, have been promoting vaccines and that behind closed doors.
And, right.
It's shocking, it really is.
Well,
and
just
I've really done it to prove everything she said was true, because I so much wanted to do something for that lady. I feel so sorry for her.
Right. Well, just this last Sunday in the Parade magazine, which is in the kind of a centerfold for newspapers throughout the United States, there is a lengthy article, and it's entitled The Vaccine Controversy, Truth and Consequences. And the subtitle is Why So Many Parents Are Delaying or Skipping Vaccines and What It Means for the Rest of Us. And, I mean, it just paints a picture that if you don't get your child vaccinated, then you're going to destroy the health of everyone else. And it's just a very lengthy article. So there's so much propaganda, particularly in the major media, about getting a vaccine, and they want to place guilt on everybody, every family that does not abide by their instructions. I mean, it's really compulsory. And so there's so much.
What threat are unvaccinated children? Because if you've been vaccinated, we're no threat at all, are we? I mean, our children are no threat to children that have been vaccinated because they're protected, or they're
exactly.
supposed to be.
Exactly.
So what is everybody so worried about? It's us that should worry. It's our children that should worry. People that haven't been vaccinated should worry about it, because they're the ones that are going to catch all these dreadful diseases that are supposed to be floating around that we can catch. I mean,
right.
The latest thing is they're going to be sending out in the post. This is what they would like to do. I don't know how far it'll go, but they're planning on sending out in the post vaccine patches for the flu vaccine to everybody possible. Everybody's going to get one of these through the post. And, you know, I was thinking, because in the UK, it's very different in America, but in the UK, we have our letters delivered to the door and put through the door by the postman. Now, if that happens, and these vaccine patches are going to be in the parcels and in the letters, what's going to happen to all the dogs that tear all the mail to pieces and swallow them? What's going to happen to little babies that might be toddling and walking through and pulling the letters open when, you know, mum's upstairs doing something?
Indeed.
And this is so dangerous. I'm currently writing an article at the moment on it. And it's so, so dangerous. And yet that's what they're planning on doing.
Right. Well, there's so many of these stores here in the United States, particularly pharmaceutical stores, drug stores, that offer of, I don't know whether they're free or I suppose they have to pay for them, but they're offering discounted flu shots. And a friend and I are going to go and stand out at one of these stores and pass out these postcards or these little cards telling about all of the negatives. So I think that we need to, you know, be activists against this, because it certainly is a terrible thing. And my goodness.
And
it's all
about
for money.
The flu? And that's what I'd like to know. I mean, the flu seems to be the big one. But how many people have actually died of flu? Very, very few people have ever died of flu. You can die of, like, pneumonia that you might sort of get if you've got a very weakened immune system. But the flu itself, I mean, yes, it's nasty and it's uncomfortable and you probably have to have a few days in bed, probably a week in bed. But that's at the worst possible.
Exactly.
And you feel like rubbish. I mean, the only people that are really going to suffer very severely with flu are people with a weakened immune system, or people like my son, Nicky, who goes down with absolutely everything. And if he's going to get a cold, he'll get pneumonia.
Christina, we do have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to teravim.com, that's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. And Christina, you were talking about your son and his immune system, that a flu shot would have just been disastrous for him.
Yes, yes, the flu shot is disastrous for him. He's had the flu shots because I was very naive. I believed that, you know, it was only the DPT and the MMR that was dangerous, and because he's got a weakened immune system and very severe asthma, amongst 101 other things that he's got wrong with him, he's a very weak little boy. I mean, he's a little boy. He's 21 now, but he's the size of a 9-year-old. He's got some kind of syndrome which they never found out what he'd got. He's got so many things wrong.
And you believe that it's all from vaccines, right?
I believe a lot of it was from vaccines for him. Obviously, he's got some kind of genetic disorder that they never could find out what it was. A lot of his problems have been caused by vaccines. I mean, he was having the flu shot and pneumonia shot, and he just got iller and iller. He got eczema. He got all kinds of things sort of started to happen. I spoke to Lisa and she said, oh, he shouldn't be having that. You know, my mum nearly died from the flu shot. She said, you know, she had a heart attack from it. She said, you shouldn't be giving him that. And so I stopped. And he seems to have got a little bit stronger since I've stopped. But he's been bullied. Every year we get it. We're bullied, you know, time and time again to get the flu shot. And he had to go into the doctors recently for the Wellman clinic. They have to go and, you know, they check up this, that and the other. And I took him along. And it was quite sweet, actually, because he's very autistic. And the doctor kind of said to him, you know, do you smoke? And he said, no, wouldn't touch that, wouldn't touch that. So then he said, well, do you drink? And he said, oh, yes, I drink. And he said, well, what do you drink? So he said to him, what do you drink? So he said, well, I drink red wine. And he said, when? And so it kind of, you know, how much? And I suddenly dawned on me, and I said to Nikki, tell him where you drink the red wine. And he said, I go to church on Sunday and I drink red wine then. And he said, right. And he sort of did the tick box. He said, I think we'll leave that one. I think we'll leave that blank. He said, have you had the flu shot? And he said, looked at me and he asked, the flu vaccine. He said, no, we don't have vaccines in our family. He said, they're dangerous. So the doctor said, well, you know, I beg to differ. You know, he went into his spiel and he said, do you want a vaccine? And he said, no, I don't want a vaccine. Don't like needles, and I don't like you. And he got up and walked out.
Oh, my goodness. So
that was the kind of end of it.
Well, now, because your children were adopted, did the state have certain prerequisites that they had to be vaccinated?
They had to be vaccinated, certainly in foster care and before I had them. They don't have to be vaccinated now. They're both adults in their own right, and they make their own choices. One's 26. He's got the Asperger syndrome. He totally, totally believes that the vaccines did that to him. I mean, it's on his paperwork. You know, it's pretty obvious that that's what's caused his problems. He has got mild cerebral palsy, and that was from lack of oxygen at birth. And he had several nasty injuries, but they were inflicted on him from his birth parents, I'm afraid. So, but yes, he's had quite a lot of problems. But he's pretty sure that the stomach problems and the autism, as we all are, and a few of his other problems like dyslexia, all came from the vaccines.
Right, and I think that eczema comes from vaccines too,
yes.
And I think that that has been the case for quite some time. And
yes,
stomach problems.
I suffer very severely myself with eczema, and again, it was after the flu vaccine because I'm asthmatic. I had the flu vaccine. I just believed that vaccines were the right thing to do, I've learnt that they're very definitely not, and now I'm trying to expose the truth and get behind what really has been going on. And the more I found out, you know, with government papers and things, I have really tried to expose everything. Not very popular, especially with the government, but I'm going to carry on.
Right. Now, what kind of government papers have you looked at?
Most of the government papers seem to be that I'm finding are locked away in the Kew archives. Quite a lot of them that I have myself, I have exposed already on backtruth.com. I've done several articles exposing these papers, but I've got a lot of papers that from the 1990s, and also the 1980s and 1970s. I think I've got one from 65. And they're just about meetings, their letters, memos from various different people to the MPs. I've got case histories and things that have been locked away that are now on Freedom of Information. And the problem is that they're all at the Kew archives.
Okay, Christina, we do have to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. And if you go to VacTruth.com click on some of her articles there, you will come up with a page that has a lot of her articles, and you've written several. One that I was just looking at is, at last, government documents locked up for 30 years proving this vaccine unsafe finally revealed. And you were talking before we went to the break about the Freedom of Information Act, and you were talking about the MPs or the members of Parliament. And so your MPs, members of Parliament, recognize they know about the dangers of vaccines, and yet they still promote it. Why do you think that is?
Well, most of the papers that I've been looking at, a lot of them I've actually gone to the Q archives myself and dug out. You can ask to look at certain files, and you are allowed to take photocopies, and you're allowed to take copies of certain documents. You're allowed to take cameras in there. And I've been looking at different papers on different subjects. Recently, I have done an article on SSPE, please don't ask me to pronounce what it stands for, but it's a condition that usually it used to be fatal, Only now they're finding that after the measles vaccine and the MMR, and this has been on government documents, these are the JCVI meetings. JCVI stands for Joint Committee of Vaccinations and Immunizations. The ARVI is Adverse Reactions of Vaccinations and Immunizations. And the, what's the other one? CSM, which is a Committee for Safety of Medicine. And a lot of the papers are surrounding these meetings of these particular bodies of people. And these are the people that actually sanction the vaccinations in our country, in the UK. A lot, there's lots going on. You can see them speaking to each other at these meetings. And there'll be various doctors, professors, and some of the very, very highest people speaking in these meetings. We've got Professor Roy Meadows in the meetings. We've got David Salisbury, who's the leader in the vaccines and pushing the vaccines into our country. And, you know, these are the people that actually agree to have the vaccinations in our country.
Now, where do most of the vaccines come from? Are they manufactured in the UK, or are they from multinational corporations?
Oh, all over. It's all over the world the vaccinations come from. It's shocking what they're saying on these particular papers. I mean, the ones I've read recently that I wrote an article on were saying that a condition very similar to SSPE, which Dr. Rebecca Carley swears that is definitely autism. And if you read the problems with SSPE, and although the SSPE is supposed to be fatal, she thinks and she feels that there's actually a non-fatal form, and this is the one that's becoming after the vaccines. And there are actually committee members talking in the 80s saying that patients are coming and they've been have a condition very similar after the measles vaccine. It's an adverse reaction after the measles vaccine or the MMR, having a condition that's very, very similar to SSPE, but is non-fatal. And this would go along with what Dr. Carley's been saying for about 15 years. Only nobody would listen to her. And yet, finding these papers has been a breakthrough because, you know, you can actually see them talking about them. And I have actually put the papers on to Fact Truth. So anybody wants to read the papers themselves, they're there for everybody to read. I've put them up, and Jeffrey's put them up for us, so that people can see, the public can actually read the papers themselves and read what they're saying. And I discuss the papers on there and discuss what they're saying. And these are very, very high professionals discussing, and these are the ones that are sanctioning our vaccines. These are the ones that got the Plisarex MMR vaccine very, very wrong when they said yes, that a banned vaccine in Canada could come and be used in the UK. And consequently, we had hundreds and thousands of children damaged by these vaccines. And a lot of them, I mean, one case I've got that I know very, very well, is trying to get compensation all these years later. She's deaf in one ear through this vaccine. And this is a known side effect. And the MHRA in this country, which is the yellow card system, have actually written, and I've got the letters, written to her saying that she was definitely vaccine damaged from this vaccine, and yet they can't get any compensation because the board that has to agree whether they have the VDPU, which is the Vaccine Damage Payment Unit, has to agree that she's vaccine damaged. Now, although she's given all these letters to them, they say she's not damaged enough to get the compensation. You have to be 60% disabled to get the payment, and yet she's completely, profoundly deaf in one ear. which has stopped her working. She is very, very disabled. She's had a lot of problems through her life. She can't go into a cinema. She can't go to discotheques. She can't play the violin anymore because the violin is on the side that she has to... It lays on the shoulder that she's deaf, which is the left-hand side. And so she had to give up the violin. And all these things through this vaccine, which they say definitely caused her disability, and yet they won't pay her a penny.
Well, I think that's the same kind of situation that we have in this country. They have a committee that makes these decisions, and of course they're always going to favor the pharmaceutical companies over the patient. And you were talking about Dr. Carley, and that's Dr. Rebecca Carley. And certainly she is, you know, just a trooper and a fabulous, fabulous doctor who has talked about this for such a long time and has made many sacrifices because of her decisions to become public with this, as you have also done yourself.
Yes, yes. I've had an awful lot. I mean, both Dr. Carley and myself, when I'm a new journalist, we've had death threats. Dr. Carley, as a lot of people would know, lost her only son, who was vaccine damaged. She lost her only son. He was left with a father who's extremely abusive, and they won't let her have him back because of what she's doing. And
exactly.
It's very, very sad what's happening to her son. He's being very badly sexually abused and raped. And this is a horrible situation for this lady. And she's really a lovely lady and such a trooper, and she does speak out so much on behalf of children and her families, and she does so much.
Exactly. And of course, the government does not really care about the single individuals. They just care about the big corporations. It's a terrible situation. And you've written, let's see, what are some of the dangerous banned vaccine repackaged and given a new name?
That's right. That was PaviVac. This is a vaccine that's the single mumps vaccine that has been banned in this country, wasn't allowed in this country, for the simple reason being that it was made from dog kidney cells. It's cultured in dog kidney cells. And it wasn't allowed in. It was actually banned and not allowed to come into our country. However, somehow the one of the Children Immunization Center, they managed to get this vaccine, and somehow it certainly appears that they have been advertising this vaccination. And we actually went to the MHRA, which is our yellow card system, and a mother, I won't say who has a lot of vested interest, put in a complaint and said, you know, is this the actual PaviVac vaccine? Because it's now called MediMumps. And she said, is this actually the PaviVac vaccine? I mean, this hasn't got a license in our country. Are they allowed to actually advertise this vaccine? Because they were advertising it, that it was coming, the MediMumps vaccination, cultured in the dog's kidney cells, which was actually found originally to cause dog allergies to dogs. And at the time, we couldn't believe this. You know, surely they weren't actually advertising the same vaccine all over again, repackaged and renamed. And we joked about this at the time, and we said, I bet it's PaviVac brought back in and renamed, because they did that with the Plisarex. The Plisarex was called something else in Canada, and they repackaged it and gave it a new name and brought it into our country, and it was Plisarex. And so we're quite used to them doing this kind of thing. And we sort of said to each other, well, is this actually the PaviVac vaccine? So, first of all, she found out that is so unethical. She actually found out that, yes, it was definitely PaviVac vaccine repackaged and gave a new name. So she said, well, hold on a minute. This is an unlicensed vaccination. We're not supposed to have this in our country. And it's now been confirmed 100% that, yes, it is an unlicensed product. So we've had an unlicensed product somehow brought in through the back door, being advertised in two clinics, and they've actually managed, the MHRA have actually stopped the Children Immunisation Centre from now from actually advertising this or using it, I believe. But we've still got the early, another centre, which is in my article. I can't actually remember. I haven't got it in front of me. They are still advertising it as being in use in their clinic.
Now, do your MPs, do your members of Congress accept money from the pharmaceutical companies here in this country or wherever they, products they allow in? How does that work there? Our Congress takes bribes all the time from whoever wants to give them money. I mean, because they're just traitors.
Certainly the organizations that sanction the vaccinations do, they have to declare their conflicts of interest, and I've actually seen one of the top people at meetings in the 1980s, 1990s, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, he actually had 25 conflicts of interest with drug companies. And it's very interesting that a lot of them, I would have said about 80% of them, had various conflicts of interest with the companies that, you know, that they were speaking about in the meeting.
Sure, they probably made monetary investments in those companies and were making money off of them. And, of course, that happens in our country, too, when Congress decides that they might allow the president to take us to war. Then they run out and invest a bunch of money in the ammunition companies and, you know, General Electric and some of these other companies. And that's what they're in it for, just to make some money.
Interesting to see. I mean, I did write an article, it was about 2 years ago, so I can't remember the actual judge's name, where a judge was going to sit on a case where a family had come forward and it was a vaccine-injured child, and they were suing the suing the manufacturer of the vaccine, and he actually had conflicts of interest with the company, and he sold all his conflicts of interest, so he could actually, he got rid of them, he sold his shares, stocks and shares and whatever he had in the company, so that he could sit and do their case. And, you know, that's still a conflict of interest in my mind, to my mind.
Oh, absolutely.
If he's been accepting for years and years money from the company, he's, you know, got vested interest in that company. And even if he sells it, you know, a couple of months before to sit on a case, that's still a conflict of interest.
Of course, because he profited all those years from the investment that he made.
Yeah, I mean, we've got people that are in these vaccinations, these meetings. I'm going to mention one of my pet hate, which is Professor Roy Meadow. Now, he sat in meetings at the ARVI, I put papers up, and he sat in meetings talking about the vaccinations. I mean, why he should be talking about the vaccinations, goodness knows, because he's an expert in Munchausen's by proxy and an expert in shaken baby syndrome. Now, he's sitting on those committees. He's still talking about the vaccinations. He's talking about cot death after the vaccinations. And then he suddenly appears in Sally Clark's case, a lady that was, you know, that got put away for 2 years for murdering two of her children who died at cot death, you know, reasonably quickly after vaccinations. One was within 5 hours of a vaccine. And the other little boy, he died within 24 hours of his vaccine.
Okay, cot death is like crib death here. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There he is, sitting in these meetings saying and talking about cot death after the vaccinations. So he knows they exist. He knows it can happen. And yet he's telling the jury in her case, this is all in the Spectator's, a Spectator article, that it couldn't have possibly been, the vaccinations couldn't have had any cause, you know, the children's deaths couldn't have been caused by the vaccinations at all. It wasn't possible, so they're to, you know, not actually take that into account.
Both
her children died, and she got put into jail, and she was in jail for 2 or 3 years before she managed to get out on appeal.
Oh, my goodness. And that has occurred in other instances with other products where people have been put in jail. Now, on your website, you talk about SIDS, and you talk about the shaken baby syndrome. Mm-hmm. And recently I interviewed Dr. Vera Scheibner, who also talks about this in her book and on the program that I had with her. And I think it's wonderful what you are doing and what so many other people are doing, because I think that people are starting to wake up, but just not, you know, they just aren't waking up quick enough, because all of these children are damaged in some way, and parents just don't make the connection that it was from vaccine. I mean, if a child has a problem, they take it to the doctor, and of course the doctor's not going to say, well, oh, this was caused by vaccination.
Right, exactly, no.
And then they're going to treat the child for something else. Amazing. Christina, we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Today is Christina England. Her website is profitableharm.com, and we were talking about about the diseases and the effects, the consequences, the terrible damage that children suffer as a result of getting vaccinated, and that the government has known about these damages, has known about the harm that they do, and yet they just don't do anything about it. Now, does the government in the UK also spend a lot of money to advertise in the media promoting vaccines?
Certainly, a lot of the money goes to abroad. Gavi sends a lot of money, which is our government contributes to, sends a lot of money to the third world for vaccinations. A lot of the banned vaccinations are ending up on in the third world because, of course, let's take Clostrax as an example. That's the MMR vaccination. Banned in 1992 in this country, and it found its way to the third world. Now, how it finds its way to the third world is because although they ban it in our country, they keep its product license, and the product license is like the green light to go ahead for any other country that wants to buy it. So it's a green light for other countries to buy the vaccination up. So then it goes to the third world, and of course it's causing no end of damage in the third world. But of course, some reason they think these children are not worth it. It doesn't really matter about these children, they're going to die anyway. And it does, it really does. Those children belong to parents. You know, they've got brothers and sisters, they've got aunts and uncles, and, you know, they've got families, they've got, you know, it's just such an awful thing to do, to send all these banned vaccinations to the third world, who are buying them up because they think, oh, they've got the UK product license, oh, that's okay, they're fine. And of course they're
now,
not fine.
Do certain officials actually persuade the officials in these third world countries to buy these vaccines? Are they
intimidated
in any way?
Well, I know that UNICEF buys a lot of them.
Who does?
You see, we've got things promoting vaccinations all the time. I mean, you go into any of our shops at the moment, and the Pampers have got big advertising going, the Pampers nappies, or diapers, as you call them over there.
Right.
They've got the it's buy a pack of the Pampers nappies, and you get a free vaccine for the third world, a free tetanus vaccine for every pack of Pampers that you buy. And parents are buying these Pampers thinking, oh, we're saving all these children in the third world. And of course they're not. Not really.
Right.
And I think that's appalling. I really do. We've got, you know, telephone booths in a local town near us, great big adverts on them with Superman on and saying that vaccines are good for children. Be a super parent, be a super mum, be a super dad. Get your children vaccinated. And this is on our telephone kiosks in the high street and all over the bus sides of buses. I mean, I've
got a whole load
of vaccine adverts banned off the buses in our city around where we are.
All right. Christina, we do have to take a 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID. And in the next hour, after the first break, we will take phone calls. Stay tuned.